views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody. Another Monday here. It goes without saying that it's certainly a somber one for our country and for the whole world right now. I was thinking about our show today and how, yes, Shine On Movement and Shine On Radio is all about finding the positivity in life and embracing the positive side of things. But when things like this happen in our world, close to home, we have to talk about it, and it's okay to own the sadness and the horrificness of what is happening here. And unfortunately, when I think about this and how it happens now, more often than not, it is becoming a way of life, a way of living here, where this unimaginable act of hate and terror is now becoming imaginable. How could this be? It's very confusing to think about and to really wrap our brains around, but this is our life and this is our world right now. So what can we do about it? What is the best way to change, to unite, to bring each other together? Because I feel as if our world is craving that. So strongly, more than ever, there is such a division of dark and light right now. And we all should be thinking about the best ways we can bring compassion and understanding and acceptance of each other, regardless of sexual orientation, race, religion, color, you know, whatever, you name it. And finding the love and realizing that all these things, all these labels that we place ourselves are just words. They're just societal labels we put on ourselves. And beneath it all, we're all just organs and a skeleton and a soul, and we're equals. So I could go miles on talking about how this insanity has to stop and my own political beliefs on guns and you name it, and why we, and you know, discrimination of others. But instead, I think this show would be more beneficial if we talked about what we can do instead of how angry it may make us. And yes, it can get you angry when you can't understand why we have guns so easily accessible and why there's such hatred. But let's lead from a place of being proactive and what we can do. So luckily, that's what this show's all about, and that's what my own mission is about, is people, including myself, including you, embracing what makes you who you are, period. Even if society tells you, hey, you should feel less than for that, or hey, that isn't right, or hey, you know, that's not normal, you're not good enough, that's too much, you are wrong. How could who you are authentically ever be wrong? And we're gonna talk about that again today. And I have an amazing guest on the show. Her name is Alyssa Cousins. She is a yogi and also has a passion for other human beings living their truth and owning, regardless of what society has to say about it, what their authentic purpose and true calling is in life. So she's also a business coach and a desire map facilitator, and her coaching comes from a heart-centered place, which helps women, and I think men, we'll talk about it, figure out what an aligned life looks like for them, again, regardless of what they have maybe been wired to believe about themselves and what they should be doing, or what they should, who they should be, instead owning who they really are and being okay with that. So Alyssa Cousins, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I am very happy to be here. Thank you.
Of course. So, you know, with all things considered, with, you know, what's going on in the world today, why do you think living an aligned life that is authentic to who we actually are is so important?
Yeah. So when I say living in alignment, you know, that was what I thought of for the name of the show today, was living in alignment. And why is that important? So I think that just starts with, what does that even mean to me when I say that? Because I use that word alignment all the time. And I think it's just so important, because living in alignment, that means just living your truth with a capital T, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's about being authentic and living your purpose and who you are. And why is that important? Because if we are not showing up authentically in our own lives, then truly we're, in my opinion, really just missing the mark on what we are here for. I mean, you were just here to be yourself. You were not put on this earth to be anything but who you are and your own unique gifts and what you have to bring to the table. And also, whenever we live in alignment and whenever we live our own truth, we give other people permission to do exactly the same.
Right.
Period. Like, if you own who you are and you are proud of who you are, you have no shame about your decisions or what you do or what you believe, and you're just like, this is me, this is my truth, then you are giving other people like that permission slip almost to, you're that light for them to be like, oh, I can just be myself too. So that's pretty much the whole premise. It's just living your truth.
I think that when, right, I completely agree with that, that you're inviting people to realize, oh, okay, it is okay to be me. I think we're taught from a very little age to protect ourselves in whatever way we can, you know, from being something that isn't perceived as the right thing. And then when people own it, own who they are, regardless of the, you know, sometimes even discrimination of who they are, and are unapologetic for what makes them who they are, it invites another person to let their own walls down, their own guard that they've probably been putting up forever, to tip into what makes them truly themselves, therefore able to share their own light, which then helps the rest of the world, I think, unite. When we stop pretending to be somebody we're not, that's a whole other very exhausting energy, right? When we're inauthentic to ourselves. So, you know, how, I feel like I ask this question a lot, but where do we start with that? I remember, you know, when I was like totally in denial of who I was, or trying not to be a certain way, there was a lot of like, I had to release many walls. Mm-hmm. So where do you recommend somebody start embracing their authentic truth as a person?
I think getting really in touch with what you are afraid of.
Like, yeah.
Look your fear right in the eye. You can do so many different kinds of fear exercises. I love doing them with clients. I mean, fear. We are, unfortunately, I think, become almost like a fear-based society, right? And that's why we are afraid to tell people to pursue their dreams or to just be themselves. And we live in this fear place. And I don't know you know, why that happened and why we can't just encourage people to be themselves and pursue dreams and go big. But I think just getting really in touch with your fears, looking them in the eye, that is one of the best, because what you are afraid of, it tells you so much about yourself and what you really want, or rather what you don't want and the kind of life that you do want. So I think fear and acknowledging the fear, respecting the fear, because you are allowed to be afraid. You are human. You are allowed to be afraid. But that doesn't mean that you cannot expand and be who you really are, right? Like, you can't just live in that fear bubble for forever. There has to be a tipping point where one day, and you know when it will happen, you can't live there anymore and you're done and you move past it. So I think getting really, really cozy with your fear, respecting your fear and getting cozy with it, seeing it for what it is, and then moving beyond it with faith.
Yeah. You know, I once read a visual where it was like, instead of running constantly, like the fear or visualizing fear as these rabid dogs at your tush, it's more like, okay, you can be scared of the fear, but you can sit with it at a park bench and then like work with it, be at one with it, realize it's there, not pretend it's not. All right, when we get back, we're going to learn about how Alyssa Cousins even got to this way, what her story was, and what makes her authentic self. We'll be right back with Shine On Radio.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ. and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, baby. And it keeps...
Oh, good. Yesterday, I am a theater lover. If you're new to Shine On Radio or have no idea who I am, Kellyanne Wadler, I have created a company that fuses the arts and wellness together for people to celebrate who they are. If you're just tuning in, our hearts are with Orlando today. They will be for the rest of the show, and they'll be there the rest of our lives because we'll never forget the horrific events that have happened there this weekend. We have special guest on the show today, Alyssa Cousins, who's a yogi and business and life coach who is all about humans embracing their authentic truth and living their aligned life. Alyssa, how can we get in touch with you? How can we stay connected?
Yes. So pretty much all of it is just Alyssa Cousins. So AlyssaCousins.com, and it's K-U-Z-I-N-S. AlyssaCousins.com. Facebook is just Alyssa Cousins. Instagram, you can find me at Alyssa Cousins. Also on Instagram, it is still at Sunflower Girly is my handle. I never changed it from back in the day.
I love it.
I first made it. And it's like my alter ego. I'm the Sunflower Girly. So you could find me there too. Or my email is AlyssaCousins@gmail.com.
Well, I'm the Shine On Girly. So, and you're the Sunflower Girly. So we're rocking that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So make sure you get connected with Alyssa, and we'll talk about a little bit later. So much, you got lots going on. We'll be sure to let everybody know. Everyone, feel free to call in if you would like with any of your questions today. So, all right. So Alyssa, you know, I usually ask the question I'm about to ask at the top of the show, but with all things considered, I wanted to go somewhere else. So let's ask it now. So everybody has their own journey towards finding or leading up to their true calling or feeling the bravery or the permission to, you know, lead this authentic life. So what was your journey to shine? What was your journey to this true calling? And how did you decide to commit and go for it?
Absolutely. So this was already like, 3 years ago, almost now. And I had graduated college. I had 2 degrees under my belt in history and communications. And then I was going straight into graduate school for my master's, and it was going to be in public history. I had a dream. I was going to work in the Smithsonian at the museum there in DC. And I was in grad school for like only a month. And the awful sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach, like, oh my goodness, this isn't right for me, feeling came. And it was like sirens going off in my body. I just felt awful. I felt like sick to my stomach when I was thinking about going to school and being there for 2 more years. And I didn't know where it was coming from. Like, I had spent all 4 years of my college thinking this is what I wanted. I got a partial tuition scholarship. I tried to suppress that feeling for a whole other month. I let it ride. Like, everyone was telling me, Alyssa, you are going to get over this. This is just, you're afraid. Don't throw all this out the window. You're not going to be able to get your money back. Like, what are you thinking? You can't just leave school. What else are you going to do? Like, all of that, right? Because we live in a fear-based society, right? So people start, especially those that love you, they want to see you do well. So they're nervous for you. But I also think it had to do with the fact that we do live in this fear-based society that doesn't necessarily want to always encourage people to step out of the box or even necessarily pursue their dreams, because it can be really scary. And there are so many uncertainties, right? So many question marks. But I let it go again for like, it was 2 months right before Thanksgiving of that year, and I couldn't take it anymore. Like, I was sitting in my car in the parking garage before class, bawling my eyes out, on the phone with my older sister, saying, I don't want to be here. I don't know what to do. help me, like tell me what to do. And that was just kind of a big moment. What am I doing? So I told my family I was going to quit. I was going to withdraw and that I was going to create a yoga career, which is, you know, laughable when looking back, because I feel like I don't know what business I had saying that I was going to do that. I'd only been practicing yoga for a couple months. And I said, I loved it so much. I'm going to make a lifestyle out of that. I'm going to make a career out of that. And I had no idea what that even meant to me at the time. But I knew that it felt really exciting. It felt right. It felt like truthful for me. That was what I was supposed to do. That was the lifestyle that I wanted, not this lifestyle, right? Because they're very different. And I just sort of finally went with my gut and I signed the paperwork. I left. It wasn't rainbows and butterflies. As soon as I left, I worked a part-time job. I didn't feel fully supported by everyone in my life, but I knew that it was what I wanted. I didn't have all the answers. I just had a vision. You know, sometimes you have to believe it to see it. And I just really believed in what I saw for myself in the future. And I knew the kind of life I wanted and that what that wasn't it anymore. That career was not it. So I went with it and figured it out. I knew I would figure it out along the way. Sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to say yes and figure it out as you go along. And so that's what I did. And I ended up getting my teaching certification for yoga, my 200 hour, and eventually got my Desire Map licensing not too long after that to do Desire Map facilitation, basically a form of life coaching. And I kind of took on this girl boss identity as like a hustler with heart, as I say. Like, I really hustle with a lot of heart. And this girl boss identity is very like, you have to, what you put into it is what you get back out of it. No one is going to do it for you when you take on this entrepreneurial role. And so I just kind of got to work, and now I'm here talking to you about about all of this. And it's been a couple years, but you know, it fell into place. But I really had to believe it to make it happen. I had to keep the faith and know that me living in alignment meant this kind of life.
You brought up the word visualization a lot. There's such a power to that. What you said, when you see it, you can believe it. Did you do a lot of exercises, or do you even recommend exercises for clients or people who are listening now about using that as a tool to help you own your authentic self and live in your own true alignment?
Well, we all know, most of us know about vision boards. So yes, those are pretty well known nowadays, a practice people do. Those are super fun. And you can do those simply, you know, cutting and pasting images and creating a vision board and really feeling what that is. But I think from my perspective, as a Desire Map facilitator, we are all about, I say we, but that's Danielle Laporte, is who is the author that created this system and wrote the book, The Desire Map, and created the Desire Map licensing program. And it's all about, how do you want to feel? So you can also, we can talk about that more too, but for vision boards, you can even make a vision board just based off of your feelings. Like, how do I want to feel? And start writing words on a giant piece of maybe poster board paper. Really thinking about, I want to feel light. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel graceful. I want to feel like enough. I want to feel passionate. Whatever those feelings are, put them down and then start finding images from magazines or whatever and start putting them down. And then all of a sudden, your vision board isn't necessarily about goals, but about how you want to feel. And then you create your life around those feelings. So that's a really simple exercise to do to get in touch with just what we call your quarter-eyed feelings with desire mapping. So getting in touch with those feelings, you can create your life and design it really how you want it to be and how you want it to feel. So that's a pretty simple exercise to do with feelings and vision boards, mashing them together. But we can certainly talk more about desire mapping, because there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if anyone hasn't already heard of Danielle Laporte, go check her out. She's a total badass, you know, like, and, you know, even if you start small with her, you can subscribe to something that she calls her daily truth bombs every day. But she brings up this idea, and as a highly sensitive soul, the second I started learning about this, I highly resonated with it, about we do all of these things in our life because we want to feel a certain way. That's a driving force in a lot of the things we do. And sometimes if we're leading from a place of fear, that could become the driving force. And what we're saying here is it's okay to be scared, but let's consider that that not be the driving force of how we're operating our life. So yeah.
How do you want to feel?
Yes.
Go in that direction.
As opposed to what I am feeling and letting that control my direction, yes. Right? So when we come back from break, I definitely want to explore what the desire mapping is and how we can get connected with that as a facilitator, because I'm curious what exactly you do as a facilitator within the desire map. So we'll be right back from break, everybody. Stay tuned.
For some great family fun in a distinctly New England atmosphere? Hi, this is Joyce Olson-Resnikoff, welcoming you to Old Mystic Village. Browse over 50 unique shops and restaurants, enjoy fresh air while strolling flower-filled pathways, visit our duck pond, or just find a comfy bench. Sit and relax and people watch. And four-legged friends are always welcome. For a list of village events and shops, visit oldmysticvillage.com. Come spend a relaxing day at Old Mystic Village. Your neighborhood shopping experience.
Hi, this is Paul Donahue, owner of Westerly Paints, your home for Benjamin Moore Paints. Franklin Street, Route 1 in Westerly, Rhode Island. When you shop at Westerly Paints, of course, we have a large variety of colors, paint accessories, and the best selection in the area. But we also provide individual service, something that's hard to find at the big box stores. We also have competitive prices. We will help you with your project from start to finish. Stop by and see why we are the paint store for the Southern Rhode Island and Eastern Connecticut area. Westerly Paints, painting a brighter future.
Mr. Kitchen at Spicer Marketplace just keeps getting better. With an already outstanding breakfast, you can come try lunch and dinner with fresh made-to-order subs and sandwiches, hot soups, and of course, the best burger in town. Tracy even has daily specials. There is always something cooking at Mr. Kitchen. You can come taste delicious. Mr. Kitchen at Spicer Marketplace, just off exit 93, Route 184, North Stonington. And you can like Mr. Kitchen at Spicer Marketplace on Facebook. And just a reminder, the Ashway location of Spicer is now open.
Avi Ski Sport and Dive Shop, 100 Main Street Westerly, is the place to go for summer fun. From sunglasses by Smith and Suncloud to a huge free diving department with scuba tanks, suits, fins, spear guns, and much more. Avi's has stand-up paddleboards by Bic and Kealoha and Bic surfboards in stock for sale or rental. You can check out the huge selection of flip-flops from Olakai and Tiva. Avi Ski Sports, providing knowledge and excellent service to every customer. 401-596-0375.
It's the unofficial start of summer and the official start of summer madness at Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned. We'll write you a check up to $50,000 for your trade during the month of June. That's right, we set up to $50,000. We want to buy from you, whether or not you buy a vehicle. Why shop anywhere else when you can get Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned at one location. Save thousands on 2014, 15, and 16 leftovers, and more pre-owned than ever before. Experience the difference of our outstanding service department with free loaner cars, car wash, and multi-point inspections. We're writing checks to you for your trade now through the end of June at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 28, I-395. See dealer for details.
Number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Here's your WVLQ South County Monday forecast. Mostly sunny today. Today's high near 70. Partly cloudy tonight, 56 for the low, and a sunny, pleasant day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
1230 WBLQ.
Back to Shine On Radio. We have yogi, business coach, and desire map facilitator Alyssa Cousins on the show today. Alyssa, I'm actually reading over your events right now. You got a retreat coming up, things going on. Let us know.
Yes, super excited. I have a yoga retreat that is happening in Pennsylvania. It's about 2 hours north of Pittsburgh, it's in Ohio Powell State Park. It's a beautiful state park. And there's a river up there, and it's going to be all secluded in a little cottage cabin full of just a small group of women. I have 5 spaces left, and it's under $500 for like a long weekend. So it's ridiculously priced. So it's affordable for yoga twice a day, meditation, level one desire mapping with core desired feelings. All your food's included, your stays included, just being outside, having a good time, doing meditation, guided visualizations. It's like the ultimate girls' weekend, but for your soul. So that's coming up August 11th to the 14th in Ohio Powell. And then I always have one-on-one coaching available as well for people to do virtual desire map level one and level two coaching as well.
Awesome. And anyone who's listening live now or listening to the recording podcast tomorrow, you're giving away a free Unstuck Yourself quick guide, which is available at your website, AlyssaCousins.com. What's that thing called?
/podcast.
It's called a slash. Oy vey. Awesome. So check that out, and I'll definitely be posting that when I post this tomorrow. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then just so everybody knows, also for myself, head to shineonwithkelly.com. I got a lot of stuff coming out the next 2 weeks. Some stuff I can share, some stuff I cannot, but you'll be finding out in the next 2 weeks. But I'll be coaching all summer, giving out powerful coaching conversations. If you want to take advantage of that, hit me up. And have lots of workshops coming up over the summer. More details to come. So stay tuned with shineonwithkelly.com. All right. So going back to desire mapping and what you do with that. So we talked a little bit about core desired feelings. What exactly is desire mapping, and what exactly are you doing with clients?
So desire mapping is all based on the premise, how do you want to feel? It's on the back of the book, literally. She has it on the back of the book. How do you want to feel? And so the author, Danielle Laporte, who wrote this, basically had this idea that she felt we have goal setting backwards, that we're all about chasing goals, right? Like we chase a goal, say a promotion or getting the guy or getting the perfect house with the picket fence or whatever it might be, the losing whatever amount of weight you want, whatever, a goal, and we're chasing it. But then what happens sometimes is we get to the goal and then we're not really that happy anyways. Like, maybe we're happy for a minute. And then all of a sudden, that satisfied feeling is gone. And we're moving on to the next thing, right? Like, we're already thinking, where am I going next? We don't really soak in the feeling of being happy. Or maybe we're not even that happy with the goal, even if we did accomplish it. And she just thought, what the heck is that about? You know, or if we don't fulfill the goal, then we feel like a loser and a failure, and that doesn't feel good either. So she's thinking, there's got to be a different way. Like, what is the better way to go about goals? This isn't it. So then she kind of had this genius idea of to write the book about, it's not about chasing a goal. It's about chasing the feeling that the goals provide. Right. So it's about your feelings and how you want to feel in your life and creating a life based off of those feelings, which she calls then your core desired feelings. So what are those then? Core desired feelings are basically how you want to feel every single day on a soul deeper level. It's like you're peeling an onion back. So when I work with clients, whether it's one-on-one doing virtual coaching over the course of 7 weeks, and then level two is the goals with soul portion. So first we would figure out your core desired feeling, right? So that's all level one. We meet once a week and it's like we're peeling an onion back. We're talking, we're doing exercises to figure out your CDFs, your core desired feelings. We peel the onion back, and at the end of the 7 weeks, there's just this moment where you choose your 3 to 5 core desired feelings. So then you are aligned in your life, right? That's that word again. You feel that you are aligned. You know how you want to feel. And now you can start creating your best life, the life that reflects what you want, that reflects how you want to feel. And it's, so it's kind of like a lifestyle design all based on your feelings that seems to fill your cup up a lot more than just writing down any kind of materialistic goal that you might have. It's not that goals are bad, but it's just a different way of going about them that the journey and the arrival feels a lot better. So then level two, after you have the core desired feelings in place, then we take another couple weeks and we get the goals with soul. And that's, you can't really jump one before the other. You have to know how you want to feel to do level two, to create your goals and make your plans with all of your core desired feelings in mind. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Of course it does. Yeah. I use that. I mean, when I first heard this from Danielle Laporte, I was like, yeah, aha, that makes tons of sense. Because it is an interesting thing. I have a lot of clients that come in with that, and including myself. I'm actually realizing as you're talking about it, hey, I do that too, where we're such a goal-based society, constantly strive. And then you get a place and you're like, okay, what's next? And then you can feel inadequate if you don't have something to be working towards, when really maybe it's more about, you know, embracing and owning how you want to feel, and instead of like constantly chasing the next greatest thing that you need to do for yourself. So what are your core desired feelings?
I knew that question was coming. So my core desired feelings are alignment, of course, alignment, abundance, connection, grace, and worthy. Those are my five. So you can always choose about 3 to 5. Not really any more than that. It gets like a little bit overwhelming. Sometimes people don't want to choose, but I always can, you know, we can always get, you know, we can go through it. We can figure out which are your 3 to 5 that you really want to focus on. And another important point is that these are unique to you. You know, how you feel about your core desired feelings, maybe alignment means something different to you than it does to me. And that's perfectly fine. It just matters how it feels to you and if it feels right. So that's an important point. And it's also really important to remember that core desired feelings, they change. Because you change. You are ever evolving. You are a beautiful human that goes through experiences and changes and has things happen to you that you don't expect. And that's okay. So your core desired feelings can change. And that's why you can do this process even twice a year. It would be fantastic to get in touch with how you really want to feel and how you really are authentically at the present moment. So it's important to know that they can change, and that's totally a-okay.
Yeah, we have to remember that in all different aspects of our life, because there's a tricky thing where it's like, oh, I figured it out. Like, I want to feel like this. But then as you change, as you shift, so do those things. Similarly, mm-hmm. as our relationship to food and our style and all of that, you know, people will say, oh, I feel really good eating, these certain foods. But then sometimes those certain foods after a while won't feel good anymore. So we're constantly in a lifetime of self-discovery, right? Where it's not like, aha, I've completely figured myself out. I've figured out the rest of my life. It's first and foremost, I think, embracing that I'm a living, breathing, ever-changing being, and that's okay. And I don't necessarily need to be completely figured out all the time, right?
Exactly.
All right. Let's take our last break, and we'll be right back with some more ideas about taking the leap and what that means. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
30 WPLQ. Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio.
Alrighty, We are winding down here on Shine On Radio, talking about desire mapping, core desired feelings, the life of a yogi and girl boss with Alyssa Cousins. We just went over core desired feelings. So I want to know, once you get your core desired feelings, whatever they may be, how do you use them in your life?
Really good question. It's like, where do we go from there? Okay, so we finish, say, level one. Say if you're my client, or you can, you know, do it by yourself. But say you're with working with me, and we get to the end, and we've hashed it out, and now we have them. You know how you want to feel. It's like, what the heck do I do with them? That's the goals, right? That's when you bring the goals in. So that you start creating and designing your life the way that you want it to feel. And so say you know that you want to feel feminine, right? I had a client before, and one of her core desired feelings was she wanted to feel feminine every single day. So how does she do that? She, you know, her, maybe even the way that she dresses. Does she dress feminine? Or has she been dressing like a schlump, you know? Just in your clothing, you can dress more feminine. The way that you do your makeup, the way that you do your hair, the way that you talk. So if, say, you wanted to feel abundant, if that was a core desired feeling, does your job make you feel abundant? Does the relationship that you are in make you feel abundant? So you start asking all these questions. There's five life areas within the desire map that we look over that takes like a holistic approach to your life. So you start asking those questions then of, okay, if I know how I want to feel, then what do I need to do, have, and become to feel that way? And that's where the goals then come in, where the actual, I need to do this, this, and this. I need to have this, or I need to wear this, or decorate my home like this, maybe in pastels, or, you know, a lot of white. Maybe your core desired feeling is light. Okay, so then maybe your home decor is a very light feeling, and pastels and whites and breezy feeling. So it's really taking those core desired feelings and expanding them into every single life area and all of the choices you make in your life with those goals.
Yeah, I think I might have mentioned it, or I was going to mention it in the last segment, that I did this for my wedding. Did I say this?
No.
Yeah. So I didn't do it in the desire mapping way, but with working with my own coach, I focused more, and I actually have an article that's being published soon by Elephant Journal about this, but I focused more about how I wanted to feel on this day than how I wanted to look on that day, because there's so much emphasis on how a bride should look. And with my history of body dysmorphia and, you know, maybe not the healthiest relationship to food, I knew that I couldn't lead with this day being about my body and how I looked. So I had to do some really early prep work early on about, well, what is it that I actually want to feel like? Because regardless of you're getting married or not, how you feel within, or how you want to feel within, shines without, right? So I focused a lot when thinking about my identity as a bride and how I wanted to show up that day and feel in that dress and feel in my own skin, more about what was going on in there. So I think my words were, I mean, I should remember them now, but it's kind of like a chapter I've closed at this point. But it was reverent and celebratory, but also, you know, calm and grounded in my own skin. So yeah, I did use that philosophy for something, a huge milestone in my life. And I can tell you, it changed the entire feeling of the wedding in itself, and it carried on to everybody who was there.
I love that. Yes, like that is exactly the premise. You could literally do this for anything in your life. Is if you are thinking about a big party, or like the way you decorate your home, or say you are a bride, you know, how do you want to feel on your wedding day? And that will inform you the way, you know, the way that you look, the kind of dress that you pick, the flowers that you pick, the color scheme, where you want to have it, how you want to feel. It's the root of the root, right? Like that is it. it can inform so much if we could just take a minute and get in touch with our feelings. Wow, would that just change so many people's lives if they could just tune in, right? Like sometimes you just got to go in. You got to go in. You got to go in to figure it out. To find out, you need to go in. So yeah, that would just change so much for so many people if they took that time to get in tune with their feelings. And so many of us don't, because that can be a little scary.
Sure. And I think it also brings up, similarly to as it brought up with you, when things are not right and then the work that's involved to make maybe a scary decision. So for you, yeah, it was like, I'm going to grad school, but this doesn't feel right. And I'm in tune with that because what I'm feeling now is not how I want to feel. Exactly. And sometimes being in tune with that means taking a leap of something that can seem very frightening. So that brings us up for my last question today, which is like, what is the best tip? What is your best tips for people who are questioning their decision to leap or getting in tune with these feelings and not sure what to do with them?
Yes. I mean, that's a perfect way to bring it around is, I think when you're at that moment and you feel it, you feel like gross, you feel icky, you don't feel in alignment. We all know how that feels when you're at that point where you are in the middle of something and it feels wrong. And your body is most likely telling you, I am not happy because you're crying or you feel sick or whatever. And a lot of people choose to ignore that, right? But if you can take a minute, really be in that space of panic, of sadness, of anger, of grossness, of feeling bad, just be there for a second and feel what that is and realize, gosh, this is not what I want, but what do I want? How do I want to feel? If you can tune into that expansiveness, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes, you have to really contract for a minute and then you can expand. And in that moment of what the heck am I doing, it feels like a contraction where you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. But if you can really tune in, that just makes way for expansion. So we've said it a million times now, but it just comes back to tuning into the feelings. And if it doesn't feel right, then why are you doing it? Hmm. Ask yourself that. Why are you doing it? If it feels wrong, why? Who are you trying to prove, or what are you trying to prove? Why are you shoulding? Mm-hmm. Stop. Just mm-hmm. Why are you continuing if it feels so wrong? And just be very honest with yourself. Look fear in the eye and ask those hard questions so that you can take the leap and you can expand into who you were truly meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because why not? Because, you know, if we don't do this, the body always knows, the body mind always knows. It's gonna, sometimes these things lead into, they're warning signs, right? Your body always gives them to you. So Alyssa, thank you so much for being on the show today. Please let us know again how we can contact you, how we can be coached by you. Let us know.
Again, AlyssaCousins.com has all that information for the retreat, for one-on-one coaching. It's Cousins, but spelled K-U-Z-I-N-S. Find me on Facebook at Alyssa Cousins, Instagram at Sunflower Girly, and email AlyssaCousins@gmail.com. And I am available for one-on-one coaching virtual, and as well as my yoga retreat plus Desire Map retreat happening August 11th to the 14th. Up in Ohio Powell State Park in Pennsylvania. So come join me. I got 5 spots left and I would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Be sure to check her out. Alyssa, thank you for sharing your shine, shining on, being a light in this world. And we really appreciate that you were here today. And to everybody else, listen, let's unite. I love you. And it is a time to be praying and thinking of Orlando and all of our brothers and sisters. We are all one. We will be right back here next Monday at 12. Until then, shine on and have a great week. And thank you, Alyssa Cousins.
Thank you. Have a good one, all.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.